Radio Ray RTE, The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the excitement is growing about the big quarter final against the All Blacks in the World Cup this Saturday. But as anticipation builds, so the nerves of the team. So we decided we'd check in with Frankie Sheehan, former Munster and Ireland player and CEO and founder of the Pendulum Summit, to see what he thinks it might be like in the Irish camp at the moment. Hello, Frankie.
Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Good to
what
talk to you.
What match are you talking about? Is there some match coming up?
Some match coming up. Listen, Frankie, they've been saying every match is the biggest one ever in the history of Irish rugby, but this one is the biggest one ever, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the last two matches obviously were big games, but we could have afforded to probably lose one of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a backdoor in, if you like. But this is the one, I guess, I suppose. We've never got beyond the quarterfinal as a nation, which is hugely disappointing, and having been involved in two World Cups, I have that bitter taste in my mouth from that. But for a team, I suppose, in the last 20 years that have really done extremely well in the home nations, it's really disappointing. So not to have got beyond that is crazy. So all roads are kind of leading to this World Cup, and we've never been more prepared. We've probably never had a better team ever, or a better management team. So we've no excuses whatsoever this time, except the fact that it is the All Blacks we're playing in the quarterfinal.
Yeah, we have beaten them as recently as last year and twice. So they're not the team they used to be, or maybe we're a better team than we used to be, and we know how to win, and we're ruthless, and we're more confident. And a lot of these things are the things that you promote through Pendulum, aren't they? It's odd because there is a parallel. I'm not sort of crowbarring it in, but there is a parallel because you bring people like Bear Grylls into Dublin and you get them to talk to people who work in business about motivation and leadership and all those things. The important things in sport as well as business.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all down to margins. And we just signed Christian Horner, for example, last week. And you talk about elite performance and those little margins. And listening to Johnny Sexton on the radio the other day, and he's talking about we've been 4 years preparing for this time. So there's going to be a lot of anxiety. There is certainly that kind of monkey on the back that we haven't got beyond the quarterfinals. So it's a double whammy. I think one of the best things happened to us, Ray, was the fact that New Zealand absolutely walloped Italy, because I'm sure you, like me, how many people did you meet around the place? I prefer the All Blacks there in the quarterfinal, you know? You're like, seriously? I mean, you know, again, just not going over old news, but I mean, crazy to have the top five teams in the world on the side of the draw. But that's the reality of it. And, you know, if you go back to that series win down in New Zealand, that first match we lost, we actually should have won that as well, actually, you know? So We've really, really strong guys. You've got, you know, for example, in the background there, when you talk about preparation into this match, Gary Keegan, who's the high performance coach there. I mean, he's absolutely outstanding. I mean, he is the guy who, when the boxing got going, he was involved in the Institute of Sport, and he got that going with Billy Walsh. And then he was with the Dublin Footballers, he was with the Tipperary Hurlies, winning All-Ireland. And the IRFU knew how good he was. So they have him in and around the place now, you know, for all that small prep. Andy Farrell himself has an unbelievable record, you know what I mean, from his experience. You have the likes of Paul O'Connell there, Mike Catt, you know, there's Simon Easterby, John Fogarty. Seriously astute guys, you know what I mean? Really, really, and I'm sure they have very good chemistry. But interestingly, actually, I heard this from the camp. I won't quote who said it, but in my time, Ray, it was very much like boot bollock, we go down, we tear into it, you know, that type of thing, right? But apparently a lot of that is gone now, you know, that this thing is getting very much process driven, you know, we're here, we're prepared, trust the system, let's go out and just do it. So guys like with headphones and, you know, very, very kind of matter of factly going about their business, you know, which is very interesting the way it's gone, you know, but it's
so they're not banging they're not banging their chests and banging each other and going rah, rah, rah.
I'm sure you the Munster fellas would be doing that, right?
Right.
The Leinster fellas would be a bit more, you know. I don't believe so, and it makes sense, you know, because there is a lot of wasted energy when it comes to that. So when you have your processes, no, I do think that you still need to get that anxiety up, you know.
Yes.
I used to say myself when I was playing, I'd be nervous if I wasn't nervous.
Yes.
If that makes sense, you know.
Yeah, no, there is a certain amount of nerves that improve your performance. It's the adrenaline thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
So What's going on at the moment now, do you think? So it's Thursday, the big match is on Saturday. They're on a winning streak. What, the 17-game winning streak? Is that the longest ever in the history of Irish rugby? It must be.
I believe it. Is it the joint?
Is it the joint? Right. Okay.
I stand corrected. Right. No, it's in and around that. Like, right. But look, who cares really about that? I mean, but I do think if we can get beyond them, and the bookies are calling it a 2-point game in Ireland's advantage, and they're rarely wrong. So that is the margin of this match, right? And what I hope that doesn't happen to either side, actually, is that there's not some bloody clumsy tackle or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
red
that.
Card.
Someone
gets
ruins the game, you know. Yeah. Although, if it meant that Ireland were going to get into the semi, then it would be sort of fantastic. But I've had a kind of a very much a subdued optimism throughout this whole World Cup, having, I suppose, seen us crash out at this quarterfinal stage so much. And I don't want to be negative about it, but I mean, if we can get past Saturday, even by a single solitary point, I think the monkey off our back of that quarterfinal is gone. And now, you know, you're looking at a semi-final that is very winnable.
Dare to dream.
And, you know, who knows what happens after. And plus, you're going to see South Africa and France, one of them getting knocked out as well, which is huge, you know.
Yeah. Oh, are you going over?
I'm not. I went over to the Romania game, actually, in Bordeaux. We got a lovely couple of days down there, myself and Norman. The last time we were down there was the 2007 World Cup. So we kind of kicked back and we had a great couple of days. But my brother Joe, you know, is going, and I have a lot of friends going, and there seems to be all the talk is of the weekend and the atmosphere. And no, I don't like. I met an All Black in the street there a while ago, and he was sort of, it's you know, it'll be an easy one for you. I said, go on.
Well, listen, Frankie, thanks for joining us. And Pendulum Summit is back in January, and I'm sure people will be looking
celebrating
to see
10 years.
10 years.
Celebrating.
Well
10
done.
Years, yeah.
Thanks, Frankie.
Brilliant.
Mind yourself.
Thanks very
see
much,
you now.
Ray.
Bye.
Appreciate
bye. Anish Toshi now, and the Preve Skelton in Oakta, Maura Breedney, cool on.